While Cukurova Burns. 1. The Language of Herbs. Lokman Hekim wanders around the Orient and comes to Cukurova, and he says, "This is the place I am looking for." He sees Cukurova is a place where all the plants on earth grow. All plants call out to him as understands their language. They tell him the areas in the body they heal. One day, the immortality plant also calls out to him. Lokman Hekim, who records these plans in his notebook, comes to Mrs. Bridge on the River Ceyhan and to share this information with the public. Suddenly, a wing hits his hand and the notebook falls into the River Ceyhan. It is said that the cure for a sultan is to kill Shahmeran, the sultan of snakes, and take out her eyes. A person whom Shahmeran spares from death tells him where it is hiding. They catch it. They kill Shahmeran in the ruins of the ruined bathhouse next to the Mrs. Bridge. They take out their eyes. There is also snake castle in the Mrs. and many snakes. It is believed that shepherds fed the snakes with milk inside the castle. A wing hitting Lokman Hekim's hand on the Mrs. Bridge over the Ceyhan River and his notebook falling into the river. The shepherd feeding a snake with milk at the snake castle in Mrs. Shahmeran was killed and her eyes were removed in the ruins of the ruined bathhouse next to the Mrs. Bridge, the pomegranate tree of the fertile lands of Cukurova. 2. Lock of the Pit. The streams of the cloudy Taurus Mountain in the winter of the sparkling white Mediterranean and the flat plain at its foot, Cukurova, the fertile lands, where the green-eyed old man puts his staff in and it turns green. Tribes living in the mountains come down to Cukurova in winter and establish their camps. The Ottoman Sultan wants the tribes to settle in Cukurova and recruit them. Kozanoğlu objects and rebels. The Ottomans defeat the tribes and settle them into Cukurova. Most die of malaria. Aydınlı Yörük stay in the mountains. The Avşar tribe is exiled to Bozok. Dadaloğlu, the folk poet that writes about this fight, says, "What happened to Avşar, the lock of the pit?" The decree belongs to the Sultan, but the mountains are ours. Over time, fights over previously unwanted land begin in Cukurova. Tribes that came to Cukurova at the foothills of the Taurus Mountains, their tents, rocks, and goats. Avşar tent with its symbol, with Dadaloğlu baglama. 3. Boiler. The first mechanized agriculture in Anatolia was in Adana. Before the machines, while hoeing cotton, the windlasses would line up and their hooves in their hands would shine. Hoeing became easier and deeper with boilers. Boilers were placed on both sides of the field. The cotton plow, which goes about 50 centimeters deep, is tied to those two boilers with ropes that are two fingers thick. A fire is lit in the boiler. As the machine works, the wire wraps around the rotating pulley of the boiler. The plow would go back and forth from one boiler to another, and the field was plowed very efficiently. Buffaloes pulled very large cotton cars with very large wheels. Then tractors came in abundance. On both sides of the field, plowing is done via a device called cotton in the local language tied to boilers with a fire inside. The wood is ready to throw into the fire. The produce from the cotton fields is transported by buffalo cars with huge wheels stuffed into large sacks called harrows. 4. A tractor with a bright swale. The tractor started to see in non-agricultural use as well. Colorful tractors with trailers attached became the wedding procession's vehicles. People started to do tractor wrestling matches where the tractors were tied together with ropes to pull one another and the one with the stronger engine wins. These races were held to accompaniment of drums and pipes. People customized their tractors' appearances, for example, by putting a flag on them, decorating with flowers and ribbons. 5. Soil and tractor. Different size of chukorowa, some with reeds and swamps, others with mud, and some with dust. Lots of mosquitoes, children with swollen bellies, spleens, and thin necks. Touch houses plastered with manure. A forest took place of ajas after it dried up. When old Hustuk, a plowman, becomes unemployed due to mechanized agriculture, he works as an apprentice to learn about tractors and engine maintenance. 6. Chukorowa burning. Snares are stuck to the stubble and the threads, which is the remaining parts after the wheat is cut from the plant. If one plucks the stubble and sees milky white buttons lined up from head to toe, it means we are in the hottest days of the year. An old man with a red belt, a shalwar, no colors, and a blonde beard. 7. The Lamentations of Anavarza. 50 people on the back of a cloud-covered truck going from Nide to Adana to hoe cotton in the Chukorowa fields, singing lamentations and folk songs. The whole Chukorowa is filled with daffodils. There are eucalyptuses. From 8 to 14, the interview collection, 7 days at the world's largest farm. 8. Underground. In the Haran Plains, south of Urfa, houses made of mud are abandoned. 3 women by the well, a weak dog. The well is very deep. There is also a spinning wheel and a leather bucket. Women pull the ropes of the well with their shoulders and a woman empties the bucket. On women's heads there are colorful silk hats roughly 50 centimeters in size. The skirts are three-piece blue and white. They have sashes and black tattoos on lower lips. They also have face and body tattoos. Their tattoos include horses, gazelles, camels, thistles. In some villages, 2 horses draw water from the well. 9. Water. Thistle flowers are the size of 2 fists, purple, and their thorns are human-sized. The thistle fields are purple. In the heat of the Haran Plain, it looks like a water mirage. All the villagers watch the water coming out of the artesian well with joy and excitement. 10. Earth. A gray-bearded man with a strip on his head is sitting, leaning against a dumped red mud house. When the government distributed land to the villagers gave their land to their aga so that the landowner's tractors could work on that land. The villagers worked less as a result. 11. Hand in hand. The Ceylanpınar farm, a lush green area in the desert. A stream flows in front of it. There are willow trees on both sides of the stream. The farm is divided into 7 regions. It contains many tractors, trucks, seed drills, and other agricultural vehicles. Laborers in blue overalls are working. There are repair shops. The trees inside are poplar, pine, willow, pistachio, apricot, fig, pomegranate. 12. Gunpowder Mehmet. Sunrise in Ceylanpınar, half of the sun is visible. The crops look like a sea of wheat. Combine harvesters unload the product into the truck. 13. Traveling factory. The local's definition of a combine harvester. An animal is sacrificed when a new combine harvester is purchased. The blood is applied to the harvester with 5 fingers and to the foreheads of people with a finger. To protect themselves from the sun, the workers wrap themselves with clothes so that only their eyes are exposed. They drink water by pulling it from a can with a hose. At night, the headlights of the combine harvesters are like walking cities of light. 14. Avcı Ceren. There are many gazelles in Ceylanpınar. Everyone has their eating spoon on their belt. While sitting down to eat, people take out their spoon from their waist and start their meal. They tour the farm with a pickup truck. Those who are afraid of snakes wear boots.